Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
Well, so far, we have discussed chapter 11, this divine vision which we now have. Basically gives him this understanding that this plurality which I see in this world is created by the trick of my mind. The self which I consider as this individual self is nothing but part and parcel of this universal self. Everything comes out of him, including my own self, and it will merge into him as the universal, as a part of the self. My mind identifying with the ego, which is also part of the thinking entity, as we have seen in Vedanta before, that this thinking entity has four parts: mind, buddhi, chitta, and ahankar. That ahankar part creates the association with this body and identify this as an individual and becomes a doer, an enjoyer. And now it considers itself separate from the world and the God, or the one who created this. Arjuna, with his now divine vision, sees that as part of that being. That, oh Lord, I see now that everything comes out of you and everything merges into you, including my own self. So he first described what he's seeing, that he sees all the being as part of you, all the being coming out of you, all the being running into you, rushing into you, merging into you. And then he stops. So at that point, Sanjaya takes this chance to explain to Dhritarashtra where we are in this. So it says, Sanjaya Vacha, in verse 35, he said, Sanjaya said, Etat Srutva Vachanam Keshavashya. Arjuna asked the universal being, who are you and what's your purpose? What are you doing? And basically the answer was, Kalo Asmi, I am that all-devouring time. Time which engulfs everything. That time I am. And right now, because this is what Arjuna is seeing, all the destruction going into him, all the Kauravas and all the kings, I'm right now engaged in destroying this world. And as I said, the world can be seen both ways. We can see the world from a constructive point of view, and we will only see construction, creation in this world. We can also see the world from the destruction point of view, and we'll see only see the destruction. Arjuna right now only sees destruction, and therefore we have seen, he said, I am that all-devouring time engaged into this world destruction right now, in this war, in this time, where you are standing. We only see the world from our perspective, from the standpoint of where we are in life. Either we can see the world as the beautiful because everything is going right with me, or we can say, boy, this is a completely unjust world. So, Bhagavan explained to who he is, what's his purpose, and then he stops and then gives Arjuna advice, and therefore you get up. I have already killed all these people. Work is only done by the Prakriti, by the very nature of it. Things happen because of the inherent tendencies and qualities in the things and beings. We take it for granted that it is because of me things have happened. So Bhagavan said, they are already killed by time. But you become the nimitta matra and take the glory, take the credit. And now Sanjaya said, Etat Srutva Vachanam Keshavashya. Listening to these words of the Keshava, Kritanjalir Vepamanah Kiriti. He is explaining what is the condition of Arjuna. He is bowing down to Krishna and saying, Vepamanah. He is trembling. He basically is not in a situation we can steady himself. So He is not stable in his state of mind. Kiriti, one who has the crown on his head. As Swamiji explained, that these are the words Sanjaya uses to give indication to Dhritarashtra, the one who is so close to Krishna, crowned one, in a sense, he is giving an indication that he is going to be the victorious one. We know that who wears crown? The one who has the control, who has the power. Kiriti, first time he addresses Arjuna as Kiriti, the one who has a crown on his head. That means it is given that he will be the victorious one. Seeing what the Krishna has said, I have already killed all these kings and these Kauravas, you just take the credit for it. But he is trembling with fear. Namaskritva bhuya evaha Krishnam. And that again and again he bowed down to Krishna and said, Sagadgadam bhita bhita pranamyaha. Sagadgadam is choked with emotion. When we are overwhelmed by some experience, we choke with our emotion. We can't say anything. Bhita bhitaha, that means he is overwhelmed with fear. Pranamya, and he is just surrendering to Krishna. Implication here or indication here that Sanjaya is giving a clear warning to Dhritarashtra that Dhritarashtra does have power as the emperor or the king of that kingdom to stop this war. Dhritarashtra was blind from his childhood, physically blind and also emotionally blind. And when we become emotionally blind, no matter what somebody gives us a good advice, we sometimes, this happens to us, we see things coming that this just does not right for me to do. But because we are so overwhelmed by our desires and vasanas, that we still set it aside and say, I don't think that's right. I need to continue doing what I think is right for me. That's a blindness of our emotions, which makes our intellect ineffective. We say, I had a feeling something was not right. But say, then why did you continue? I don't know. I continued anyway. So, obviously Dhritarashtra is not taking any action, even though Sanjaya has given this very indicative description of what's happening. And now, coming back to Arjuna, the next 11 verses are, once that understanding takes place in your heart, what's your place and what's your relationship with the God is. You now sing His glory. So the next 11 verses, as Swamiji says, is the most beautifully written universal prayer to the universal self. So Arjuna Vaja, Sthane Hrishikesha Tava Prakritya. And we had a long discussion last time about Sthane. Translation is, it is meet, it is appropriate. My simple English says it is proper, in its right place. That Hrishikesha, addressing Krishna as Hrishikesha. And we have discussed this many, many times, that two meanings. One is the one which has a short hair or curly hair, and one is the one who is the lord of the senses. So one who is the, oh, Hrishikesha, Tava Prakirtya Jagat Prahushyati Anurajyate Cha. That this world delights and rejoices in your praise. It is proper. It is very appropriate that the whole world is rejoicing in your praise. From our point of view, there is no place in this world which does not have some kind of a religion. Even in the most primitive society, there is some kind of a religion. There is some worship of something other than a normal mundane things. We all recognize intuitively, human beings recognize there is a higher power other than what meets my eye. So we can say the whole world is rejoicing and praising the Lord. Arjuna said, it is appropriate. I see it is very appropriate because you are the source of all beings. Raksansi bhitani disho dravante. Rakshasas are flying away in fear in all quarters. When the presence of the Lord is felt, the evil runs away from you. When we are afraid of ghosts or something at night, take the Lord's name. Even on the Hollywood movie about an exorcist, you see a cross and that thing just runs away. When there is a revelation of the self, the rakshasi, all the rakshasas in me, the ignorance which is creating this fear in me runs away from me. O Lord of the senses, all the fear and all the desires and vasanas created in me is because of my senses. The senses are seducing you every minute. I don't take senses as negatively, but that overindulgence of the senses has created this fear in me that I may lose this. That fear runs away when the self is revealed to me. So when I am praising the Lord, praising self in me, which is the cause for my existence, you know, all the other fears goes away from me. Rakshansi pitani disho dravanti. They run, flies away in all different directions, away from me. Sarve namasyanti cha siddha sangaha. And all the hosts of siddhas are bowing down to you. When the revelation takes place, then all my siddhis, all that I have accomplished in my life, I offer it to the Lord and say, oh Lord, without you I wouldn't have accomplished any of this. So siddhas in me will praise the Lord and say, oh Lord, you made me capable of doing so. You made me an instrument to achieve what I have achieved in life. Without you, there is no achievement. If I was not alive, there is no achievement. For a dead person, there is no accomplishment. So, siddhas are praising the Lord, and rakshasas are running away from me. You know, that which makes me ties down to the ignorance runs away from me. That evil that created by my wrong understanding runs away from me, and siddhas in me bow down to the Lord. The next verse says, Kasmat chatena nameran mahatman. Why should they not? O great soul, O mahatman, you are the great soul. My soul, your soul, but the great soul is the cause for all this individuality. So, O great soul one, why should they not bow down to you? Gariyase brahmano brahmanaha api adi adi kartre. Why should they not praise you? Because you are even the source of the Brahma. Adikartre, you are even older than the primal cause of Brahma. Brahma is supposed to be the creator of the whole universe. As we have seen in Trinity, Brahma creates, Vishnu maintains, Shiva destroys, and the creation continues. But he said, who created Brahma? You, the great souled one, you created Brahma out of your own self. You became Brahma to create this universe. Therefore, why should they not praise you? Anantaha, now these are all adjectives or description of the Lord. Anantaha, because you are without any end. There is no beginning and there is no end of yourself. Everything else has a beginning and the end, including Brahma, but not you. Anantaha, Devesha, you are the Lord of all the gods. All the gods are created out of your own self. We have seen the Deva, presiding deity of the senses. All these Devas, all these perceptions are created because of you only. So you are the Isha, Deva Isha. You're the Lord of all the sense perceptions which creates this wonderful world for me. Jagat Nivasaha. You're the abode of this universe. Universe, if it exists, has to be placed somewhere. Well, I have a thought. Well, the thought is residing in me. Or I am here. So there should be an abode for this universe if it exists. You are that abode. I now realize, looking at your universal form, I realize the whole world is residing in you. Tvam aksharam, you are imperishable. Everything else which comes out of you will perish into you. But you are the source of all, and therefore there is no beginning or end for you. Tvam aksharam. Sat asat tat param. This is a very interesting concept. The sat and asat. We have defined sat and asat in many different ways. Sat that exists, asat that does not exist. That's one way. Sat that exists means that which is manifest, asat that is unmanifest. And we also say sat which is right, asat which is wrong. Whichever we locate it, say you are beyond all of this. You are beyond the manifest and unmanifest. Lord is unmanifest. Because I can say, the world is manifest, Lord is unmanifest. You say, no, it's even beyond that. Even the unmanifest me was also because of you, before my birth. Unmanifest me after the death is also because of you. And you are beyond both. Sat asat tat param yat. I am now recognizing, looking at your Vishwarupa, that you are beyond manifest and unmanifest.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi. Shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.